I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive. Last week, Terry King believed that his relationship with Sandra Gaines was beginning to take off. But she seems to be determined to keep things on a very professional footing.
I believe you've got the right motives for doing this. If you must know, I actually think you're a nice man who wants to prove to everyone, given the chance, that he's honest and straight.
Yeah? Well, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
But then, that's what a good con artist does.
I am not a con artist.
Yes, you are. Well, we won't argue.
Good. Because if you want to know what I think...
Oh, well, I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Yes, I think we could be friends. Good friends.
And I think we could be social worker and client.
And now part three, Runaway.
Memo to L.R. Wade, Probation Service, from Sandra Gaines, Social Services Department. Subject, Terence King, convict out on 12-month licence, assigned to renovate the derelict community centre on the Grove Hill Farm estate. Mr. King has shown himself to be a willing worker, well able to use his initiative. I have heard it said by some critics of this scheme that it is merely what one would expect from a confidence trickster. This view has also been expressed by some senior executives here in my own department. However, I believe that Mr. King has a good heart. He is kind. When he smiles, his eyes... I believe that Mr. King has shown that a leopard can change its spots. As far as his relations with the people on the estate go, he seems to have fitted in quite well. I was initially concerned that he might get drawn into some kind of involvement with a certain party, who cannot be named in official documents for legal reasons, but as is well known, seems to be at the root of most criminal activities on the estate, Harry Howard. But Terry, Mr. King, seems to have successfully avoided involving himself with this person. I hope he can continue to do this. I do hope he can continue to do this.
Terry, hold up.
Oh, hello, Steve. What's the problem?
Harry Howard.
Oh, no. Where?
No. He's dead.
Dead?
Dead.
What? As in dead, dead?
Yeah, dead. Heart attack last night.
Stroll on.
Yeah. What's more, there's a bit of a whisper that you, you know...
Me what?
You know, might have helped him on his way.
What?
Well, everyone knew you had trouble with him. And you're just out of the neck. Some people think you might be a bit of a hard man.
You said it was a heart attack.
Yeah, but it was. You know, these things can be arranged.
Oh, that's all I need. The old Bill feeling me collar for snuffing Harry Howard.
Oh, no, no, no. You're in the clear there. The doctor was dead firm. Natural causes. Oh. Yeah, after you, mate.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it could be a bit of protection for us. You know, people thinking you're a bit of a, well, you know, lunatic murderer.
Oh, shut up. Now plug in that kettle and let's get some tea going.
All right.
Lunatic murder, eh? Mind you, a bit of protection could be useful.
Yeah.
What?
Keep your voice down. I think we got company.
What?
I think there's someone hiding in the cupboard.
Which one?
By the back door, right? I went to get the kettle out.
Shh. Right. OK. You open the door, and I'll bash him. Go!
Don't hit me!
What are you doing in there?
I thought I heard something, so I come and see what it was.
Oh, come on. If you're going to tell stories, at least come up with something, well, better than that.
Here, I know you. You're Wotsit.
Right, Miss Wotsit. What are you doing here?
You're not the police. And even if you were, you'd have to read my rights.
Listen, whatever your name is.
Paula! That's it. That's who she is. Paula Harris.
No, it ain't.
Look, I don't care what you call yourself. I'm not letting you go till you tell me what's going on.
That's kidnapping, that is.
What?
Yeah, she's right.
Whose side are you on?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, don't. This kid is a runaway. I can smell it. I'm going to have to hand you in.
No, don't. I won't go.
Yeah, I know who your mum is.
So?
They were taking you into care.
No, they weren't.
Look, right now, you back in the cupboard while me and my colleague discuss a few things.
I ain't going back in the cupboard.
Well, all right. Well, then just stand there while we go out into the hall.
She'll do a runner out the back.
No, she won't. She won't, because if she does, I'll set off me microchip.
You what?
Microchip, the one on this band round me wrist.
That's a wristwatch.
Well, of course it's a wristwatch. They don't want to make it look too obvious.
Who?
The police. You see,
you're a convict. Everyone says.
No, I'm not. I'm out on licence. And part of the rules is they have to be able to keep an eye on me at all times. So they put this wristband on me with a microchip in it, disguised as a watch. Now, if it's activated for any reason, they come running. So if you don't want me to call the bill, you stay there with the door open where I can see you, while me and Steve go and have a talk. Right?
Right.
Right. Okay, Steve, in the hall.
Here, have you really got a police microchip in that?
Well, of course I have, stupid.
You're an awful liar.
Shh. Now, fill me in on this kid.
Paula. Well, her mum's Michelle Harris. She's a junkie.
Serious?
Yeah, serious. We're talking end-of-the-road junkie here. You should see her. What a state.
So it sounds like social services have moved in.
Yeah, not before time. I mean, we're taking bets on how long it is before this kid starts sticking needles herself. You know what it's like living with junkies.
Oh, tell me about it. The nick runs on it. So how old is she?
Paula. Don't know, about 11?
Oh, no. Right, now it's time for action.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. Right, Paula. Yeah. I've had a word with my colleague and, well, we want to help.
You're going to turn me in?
No, I promise I won't. But I do want to talk to someone about you.
And they'll turn me in.
Will you shut up about being turned in? No one is going to turn you in. Well, not unless you do something silly like a runner. All right?
All right.
Now, I'm going to go and see someone and see what I can do. I promise I won't mention your name or your mum's or anything that can identify who you are. I'm just going to pretend I'm talking about a friend of mine who lives somewhere else.
Are you going to see the old Bill?
No, I am not. I'm going to see a friend who might have a few answers.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
You're going to stay here and keep an eye on Paula while I'm gone.
Me?
Well, I can't take her with me, can I?
All right. You better leave me your microchip bracelet, you know, just in case she does a runner.
What?
Well, what else can I do to stop her?
Oh, yeah, all right, here. But if you sell it while I'm gone...
No, be safe with me. I'll only press it if I have to.
Yeah. Okay, then. Right, well, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Are you sure you haven't seen her? Small, thin, long brown hair. Although she could have cut it off to make herself look different. Okay. But if you do see or hear anything, you will. Great. Thanks.
Have you got a minute?
Not really. We've got a panic on.
It won't take a minute.
When I say not really, I mean...
This is a bit urgent.
Well, so is this.
Oh, please.
2 minutes.
Right, Tart. Now, let's say there was a little girl.
What sort of little girl?
Well, any sort of little girl. This is a kind of hypothetical situation.
I am up to my neck in an emergency and you're wasting my time with made-up problems?
Look, bear with me, please. You promised me 2 minutes.
Well, you've got 90 seconds left.
This little girl...
Where does she live?
Wait, what does it matter? This is a hypothetical situation.
Well, different regions have different answers to the same problems.
Oh, OK. Well, let's say, for argument's sake, she lives here. Imagine that this little girl has run away from home because she's going to be taken into care. She cares for her mother very much.
Oh, my God. Paula Harris.
What? No, this is a fictitious case.
You've seen her, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Where did you see her?
What? Right, that looks like my 2 minutes are up. Thank you for your time.
Hey, come back here.
Look, all I came in to ask
what
was...
What do you think I was doing when you came in? I am looking for Paula Harris. Everyone is looking for Paula Harris.
There's no need to get so upset.
Have you seen Paula Harris?
Well, yes and no.
Oh, my God. She's at the centre, isn't she?
Do you do a mind reading act?
When faced with a mind like yours, it's very simple.
She's not there now. She was, but she did a runner.
And you let her go?
What was I supposed to do? Lock her up? That would look good on me record, wouldn't it? Kidnapping little girls.
Did she say where she was going?
Look, before I tell you anything else, I want you to tell me about her.
Why?
Well, I want to find out if there's any way she can avoid being taken into care.
No.
Well, that's a bit final. There must be some sort of loophole.
Michelle Harris, Paula's mother, is a prostitute and a junkie. So what we have is an 11-year-old girl at risk. And unless we act, she'll be turning tricks for customers and using junk any time now. We're lucky it hasn't happened so far, to our knowledge.
Oh, I take your point.
Then give us a clue where she is.
Well, I don't know. She was at the centre. She could be anywhere on the estate.
Well, I've got the police searching.
The police? Well, isn't that a bit over the top? We're talking about a terrified kid here.
Exactly. Who needs to be found?
Yeah, but if she sees the police, she'll run a mile.
Terry, I know you came with good intentions. And I'm grateful, but now it's time to leave it to me to do my job.
OK. But if I should see her again...
Don't bring her in. Like you say, you'll only get yourself in trouble. Phone me and I'll come and get her.
And you'll come without the police?
Without... She's still at the centre, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, you stupid idiots. Come on, let's go.
Why are you so interested in protecting this girl?
I'm not. It's just that she's got spirit, guts. Taking her into care could knock that all out of her.
Or it could be the making of her.
That's what they said about prison. It'll be the making of you. Discipline. What it does is teach you to be a better crook. More skills to your bow. You go in for bad parking and come out a car thief.
We're not talking about putting Paula into a home. Maybe resettling her with foster parents.
Oh, right, yeah. And a real mum gets discreetly wiped out of the picture.
A real mum is going to wipe herself out of the picture very soon, the way she's going. I'll give her 6 months, if she's lucky.
Here we are.
Let me go in first.
Okay, but if this fails...
It won't, I hope. She's not a bad kid. She doesn't appear to be that damaged so far.
But under the surface...
All right, wait here. Steve!
Yo, it's me.
I'm in here.
You took your time.
I was as fast as I could be. All right, where is she? My God, you haven't locked her in the cupboard.
No, of course not.
Well... You've let her go.
I did not let her go. If you must know, she'd given a slip.
Did I hear right?
You were supposed to wait out there.
Oh, for what, an invisible girl to appear?
It weren't my fault. I was showing her how your alarm works.
What alarm?
It's a long story.
And suddenly she grabbed it and did a runner. She was out of here before I could stop her.
With my watch?
What was your fault? Telling her I had that warning thing in it.
What warning thing?
Anyway, I'll get you another one for £4.50. Waterproof as well.
Where did she go?
I don't know.
I cannot believe this. You had her here and you let her go. Two fully grown men, supposed to be intelligent...
Oh, it weren't my fault.
...taken for a pair of mugs by an 11-year-old
girl. Look, all right, maybe she's gone to her mum's.
Oh, of course. Where else would a sharp kid like that go? Knowing of all the places in the estate, that's the one place the police will be watching.
Well, it's worth a try.
Yes, it is, actually. If only to shake you out of this romantic notion that the place is a good environment for the girl. Come and meet Paula's mother. This is it. They call it Smack City.
Why do these places always look so derelict?
They weren't built that way. Come on, and watch your feet. The needles they chuck away can stick right through the soles of your shoes.
Oh.
This is it. 10th floor. Come on.
Oh, they must be fit to do this every day.
Believe me, you wouldn't want to use a lift.
Mm.
Oh, here we are. Flat 107. There used to be a bell here, but it was stripped out. The wire was needed. Come on. Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, hello, Michelle. Remember me?
Yeah.
This is a colleague of mine.
We wondered if you'd seen Paula.
Paula? No. Why?
Can we come in a moment?
What?
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Thanks. Now, Michelle, you know that we talked about Paula.
I haven't seen her.
Oh, I'll take a look around.
Okay. I know, but we talked about finding a different environment for her. Somewhere where she could be...
Yesterday.
What?
I saw her yesterday. Or the day before. What day was yesterday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. My new shoes day.
Michelle.
I'm sick.
I know.
Yesterday.
Paula.
I need a script.
I'm not a doctor.
My gyro's all gone. That bastard Patch took it before I got it. I'm sick.
I'll see what I can do.
I don't want to know what you can do. I'm sick. I need it now. I need money now.
Michelle, I can't give you money.
Then get out! Get out!
Paula's not here.
Get out! I've got to get to work.
Oh, Michelle, please.
Out!
Okay, okay, we're going.
If you see Paula...
I don't see her. I don't even know who she is. Now get out!
Okay.
Out! Out!
And that is Michelle Harris. What do you think of the pied a terre? Interesting ambience.
Oh, please.
You still think it's a healthy place for Paula to grow up?
Point taken.
Thank you. Now all we have to do is hope we find her before she ends up the same way.
There you are.
Yeah.
Been finding the boss, have you?
Yep.
She works late hours, it's gone 7.
She's worried.
I ought to get her own number. Then you can...
Shut up.
All right, just a suggestion. Anyway, I don't know why you bother using these public phones. I'll get you a mobile cheap.
I don't want a mobile.
Well, free calls and all. This bloke rings, it's tapped into somebody
else. I don't want to know.
All right. I need to get umpy. Any news then?
No. The police have scoured the estate and there's no sign of her.
Same for me, not a word. I've spoken to everyone I can think of, no one's seen her. I reckon she's well far away.
I don't. Her whole thing's about not leaving her mum.
So where do you reckon she's got to then?
I don't know. I've got this hunch she's still at her mum.
Oh, you're joking. Never in a million years. Paula's smart. Look, she knows the old Bill are going to be watching her mum's gaff, and she ain't going to do nothing that gets her mum nicked. Trust me.
The last time I trusted you, I lost me watch. No, I bet that's where she's gone. I'll see you later. Right.
Hello? Hello? Paula? Paula? Oh, my God.
She's dead.
I'm afraid she is.
I told her to stop, but she wouldn't. When they said they were taking me away, that's what made her do it. It was because of me.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not going to let them take me, not after what they did to her.
Paula.
Don't come near me. I'll stick this through my throat.
No, Paula.
I will.
Look, please. Look, Paula, come on, put that needle down. No, you don't want to do that.
Ain't you listening? I want to kill myself.
No, you don't.
Stay there. Don't come any nearer.
Right, now listen. Don't worry. I am staying here. Look. I'll sit down here. On the floor. Right? There.
I ain't going to no home.
No. Look, don't worry. No one's going to hurt you or make you do anything you don't want to.
put the needle down.
No!
All right, well then, how about I go and get some help for your mum?
It's too late.
I know that, but if...
If I let you go, you'll go to the police.
Yeah, I will. I'd have to with this happening to your mum.
At least you didn't try to lie to me.
What's the point? You're a smart kid. Well, hey, if I can't go anywhere, what are we going to do? Look.
Stay where you are, or I'll stick myself.
All right. All right, you're the boss. I'm sitting down. There. Paula, I'm sat, right? Nice and safely. It's getting late. What's the time?
8:30. So?
Listen, we're going to have to do something soon. I'm supposed to check in with the old Bill, and if I don't turn up, they're going to start looking for me. They're bound to come here.
Why?
Well, because Steve will tell them I was coming here.
In that case, why ain't he here already?
Well, because he won't have told them yet. Steve ain't going to volunteer information unless they force it out of him.
Yeah. He'd fold as soon as I looked at him.
Yeah, possibly. We can't all be tough like you, eh?
My mum was tough.
Of course she was.
People said she was a slag and a no-good junkie. But they didn't know how tough she was. She looked after me.
I know she did. I know she looked after you. And I know how tough it was for you, seeing her having to go through it.
Why? Was your mum on drugs?
No. Nor me dad. To be honest, we didn't really have a... We didn't have a lot of that then, you know. It was more heavy drinking. Going out and getting rat-faced every Friday.
They were drunks?
No. No! Not that either. It might have been useful if I could have said they did. I could have used it, blamed them for my life of crime. But it wouldn't have been true.
What did they do?
Nothing. Except be poor. All grinding poor they were. My old man worked in a blast furnace. From the time he was 15 till the time they kicked him out as a medical wreck when he was 55. 6 days a week. 7 if he got the chance. 12 hours a day. Working with white-hot steel that scarred his skin and dust that filled his lungs so that in the end they were like 2 bags of cement. He spent the last 10 years of his life coughing his lungs up. Then he died.
Did you see him die?
Hey, no. No, I was sitting by his bed at the hospital and I went to get a cup of tea. By the time I got back, he was dead. Do you know, up till then, we hadn't talked for 2 years.
Why?
Because he disapproved of what I was doing. A fair day's pay for a fair day's work. That's what he believed in. He thought I was a crook. Sad thing was, it was seeing him that turned me to it. I watched him dying bit by bit for all those years and thought to myself, he does things the decent way, sweats his heart out, and what's he got? Nothing. Except dying slowly and in pain and as broke as when he came into the world. Well, I said, that's not going to happen to me, I said. I'm going to get out of this any way I can.
And did you?
Oh, yeah, I did, Paula. Of course I did. I went to prison. There is another way, though. If you're young enough, like you.
Doing what?
Well, doing whatever you want.
But first, you have to break the cycle.
This watch thing of yours?
Yeah.
It's not an alarm, is it?
No. I'll tell you the truth. It's just a watch.
I worked it out after I took it.
Like I said, you're smart. A survivor.
Yeah.
But you can do better than survive, you know. You can be a winner. One of the top ones if you want. Look, whatever you want to do. It's what your mum would have wanted. Come on, sweetheart. Come on. That's it. Come on, get it out your system. Come on.
No one thought she was much. But she was my mum.
I know. And she was a great mum. Because she gave you what she could.
Here. Take the needle.
Hey, look. Just put it down.
Right.
Now you're ready.
Will you go with me?
Of course I will. Promise. Come on. Let's go. Can't see this friend of mine, eh?
Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge. Carl Howman is Terry King, Phyllis Logan, Sandra Gaines, Ben Crow, Steve Addison, Tilly Gaunt, Paula, and Elizabeth Conboy, Michelle.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Well, there's been 35% inflation.